Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In the very beginning of Parshas Toldos, we hear about the birth of Yaakov and Esav, and one of the first things we hear about the twins is the sale of the Bechora, of the birthright, from Esav to Yaakov. In Perek Chaf Hei, beginning with Pasuk Chaf Tes, the Torah describes how Esav, fatigued and famished from being in the fields, returns to Yaakov and sells the very important Bechora to Yaakov for some lentils. Yaakov suggests that Esav sell the Bechora to him for these lentils, and Yaakov makes Esav take an oath to cement the validity of the sale. And then at the very end of the Perek, in Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Lamed Dalid, the Torah says, V'Yaakov nasan le'Esav lechem unezida dashim. Yaakov gave Esav bread and lentil stew, v'yochal v'yesht v'yakam v'yelach. Esav ate, and he drank, and he got up, and he left, and v'yivez Esav esa b'chora. Esav scorned the birthright. Why does the Torah have to tell me those middle four words? Vayochal, vayesht, vayakam, vayelech. Why do I care that Esav ate and he drank and he got up and he left? All we have to hear is the very beginning. Yaakov gave Esav some bread and lentil stew. And the end, vayivez Esav esa bechora. And Esav scorned the birthright. Why do I care about vayochal, vayesht, vayakam, vayelech? This question is asked by Rav Chaim Aryeh Leib Fenster. I don't know that much about Rav Fenster. If you have more details about him, please WhatsApp me privately. I do know that he lived at the end of the 19th century and in the beginning of the 20th century as a Rav in Jedwabne, which is in Poland, about 100 miles northeast of Warsaw. And the following fundamental idea is found in his Sefer on the Chumash, Sha'ar Bas Rabim. Rav Fenster says that the situation in our Pasuk is similar to a simple farmer who found a very dirty diamond on his property. He had no idea how valuable the diamond was because it was so dirty. So this farmer took this filthy diamond to a local jeweler, and he told the jeweler that he would give this stone to the jeweler if the jeweler would give him some whiskey in exchange. The jeweler agreed, of course, because the diamond was worth many, many times more than a bottle of whiskey. So the exchange happens, and the simple farmer takes the whiskey and runs home, drinking and laughing the whole way, because he thought he ripped off the jeweler. The jeweler knew the true value of the diamond, so even though the farmer was laughing and making fun, he was very happy with the sale. And that, says Rav Fenster, is what's going on in our psukim. In the beginning of the episode, you could understand how desperate Esav was. He was starving, famished, dangerously hungry and desperate. And we might think for a moment that Yaakov took advantage of Esav. A starving man would sell anything he owned for a piece of bread, let alone some delicious lentil soup. But that is not what happened. The Torah does not say that Yaakov gave Esav lechem unezida dashim and then Esav scorned the birthright. No. The Torah does not say that he degraded the Bechorah just like that. The Torah doesn't say that because that's not what happened. Yaakov knew exactly who Esav was. He knew what Esav valued and he knew what Esav scorned. So Yaakov gave Esav bread. He gave Esav the lentil soup. And then what happened? Vayochal vayesht vayakam vayelach. Esav ate and he drank and he got up and he left. Had Esav really been taken advantage of, had Esav really valued the Bechorah but sold it under duress, how would Esav reacted after he was out of danger, after he was no longer starving? He would have protested, he would have complained, he would have screamed and yelled and caused a fuss. But that's not what he did. What did he do? After Esav ate, and after he drank, Vayochal, Vayesht, Vayakam, Vayelach, he got up and he left. That's it, nothing else. He was like that farmer who had no idea how valuable the diamonds were. Only after we hear Vayochal, Vayesht, Vayakam, Vayelach, only then does the Torah tell us, Vayivez Esav Esa Bechora. That's Esav. And that is the Esavs of the world. And we do our best to do the opposite. We try our hardest to see things that are kadosh as holy things, the very special things in the world as they truly are, not as the world sees them and not as the world values them. We try to see beyond that and see what's really valuable and take advantage of everything holy in this world. Have an amazing day, everyone.